It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac Qui Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
Yeah, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
I'm a little tired.
You're a little tired. Okay. Yeah, you're watching the new family member.
Yeah, we got a new puppy this weekend.
He's pretty cute. I got to meet him, Rupert the Second.
Rupert the Second. Unfortunately, yeah. We had to put old Rupert down not that long ago.
He lived a good life. He had a long, long life.
Very good. He had a very good life, lots of love.
Yep. Still hard to see him go, though.
Yeah, it is. Yep. It is. But we got a new member to the Benega family.
He's pretty cute. He likes me. Didn't pee on me or anything when I was holding him. That was a good thing.
Well, you only held him for a couple seconds.
I aimed him at you. So. pretty cute. Congratulations on the new dog.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Cryptologic Technician First Class Michael David Walters. Michael was born on July 28th, 1945, and passed away on May 23rd, 2016. Not sure of the day he entered active duty. He retired from the United States Navy in May 31st, 1990. He was a streamliner communications operator based out of Skaggs Islands in Sonoma, California. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the National Defense Service Medal, the Meritorious Unit Commendation. He was Sailor of the Quarter, one quarter. He had 5 overseas service ribbons and 4 good conduct awards. So a very squared away sailor. So we thank you, Michael, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. We want to thank all of our veterans every week.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans
Day
in my office.
That's right.
Oh, I do want to thank all the Vietnam veterans that came to the program on Friday at the Madison VFW.
There were a lot of cars around. You must have had a pretty good turnout.
It was a very good turnout. Mm-hmm. They had the Corsairs perform. They had approximately 20 of the singers came and put on a medley of music. It was very good. And I didn't realize this, but one of them was a father of a girl I went to school with.
That was all right.
Yeah, it was nice to see him again. I remember him as a very good basketball coach.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's always good to get everybody together.
Got to the state commander of the VFW was there, Tom Hansen. I consider ourselves old friends. We've known each other for.
Where is Tom from?
Tom is originally from the Wilmer area.
Okay.
He was a Kandy Ohi County Assistant Veteran Service Officer for many years, and retired as the Department Service Officer for the Veterans of Foreign Wars out of St. Paul. So it was good to see him, good to see all the Vietnam veterans, and very good food, thanks to the VFW Auxiliary. And
they always do a good job.
You know, never had a bad meal there.
That's right.
Yeah,
they're always serving.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. All right, sounds good. Well, let's talk about our topic today. We're going to be discussing the appeals process.
Yeah, VA decision reviews and appeals recently changed. If a veteran received a unfavorable decision on a claim they put in, they can they have a new way to disagree with it and formally. If you disagree with a VA decision, you can choose one of the following review options to continue the case. If you aren't satisfied with that review, you can try another option. If a veteran receives an unfavorable decision on a claim they received, they have 1 year from the date of the decision to request a review, unless you have a fiduciary claim or a multiple party claim. There's 3 new options. You can add new and relevant evidence under a supplemental claim lane. You can ask for a new look from a senior reviewer, which is called a higher level review. And you can appeal directly to a veterans law judge requesting a board of veterans appeals. So when you choose to file a supplemental claim, you're adding new evidence that supports your case or identifying evidence for review. A reviewer will look at all the evidence and determine whether it changes the decision. You must submit evidence that VA didn't have prior that supports the case. VA's goal for completing the supplemental claim process is 125 days, so 4 to 5 months. You can file a supplemental claim within 1 year of a decision if you have new evidence, but you can't file a supplemental claim if you have a fiduciary claim or you're one of multiple people claiming the same benefit, which is extremely rare. So that was a supplemental claim. For a higher level review, you can ask for a new look from a senior reviewer. Basically, I want your boss, who's more experienced, to take a look at this and see if they agree with it. When you choose to request a higher level review, you're asking for another review of the same evidence. A senior reviewer will take another look at the case and determine whether a decision can be changed based on a difference of opinion or an error that the VA made. This one, the higher level review, you cannot submit any new evidence. You and your representative can speak with the reviewer on the phone. You can't tell them why you think the decision should be changed, or you can tell them why you think the decision should be changed and identify any errors that may be in it. We've kind of done this in the past. It's called a reconsideration request, but now they're calling it a higher level review. And again, the goal for completing the higher level review is, again, 125 days, so 4 to 5 months. Review may take longer if the VA needs to get records or schedule a new exam to correct any errors. You can request a higher level review of an initial claim or supplemental claim decision, but this option isn't available after a higher level review or board appeal. So if you have a higher level review, you only get one of those, and then you have to go on to another choice. The last lane is you can appeal to a veterans law judge. A judge at the Board of Veterans Appeals in Washington, D.C. will review the case. And the process of this, hopefully, takes about a year. You have the option to add new evidence that the judge can review. And you'll also have the option to request a hearing with the judge by a video conference, a hearing that will take place at a VA location near you. For us, it would be either Sioux Falls or St. Paul. Sometimes these will take longer to decide your appeal if you submit new evidence or request a hearing. But you can request a board appeal after an initial claim, a supplemental claim, or a higher level review decision. But you can't request two board appeals in a row. So after a board decision, if you disagree with the board's decision and have new and relevant evidence to support a case, you can file a supplemental claim. You can also appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, or CAVC, C-A-V-C, Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. You don't need to do anything while you wait unless VA sends you a letter asking for more information. But if the VA schedules exams for you, be sure not to miss them. I always tell veterans in military jargon, it behooves you to go to these appointments.
Don't miss.
That's right.
Otherwise, it'll set you back further, I suppose.
That's right. If you need help, a veteran service organization or VA accredited attorney or agent can help you request a decision review. I am an accredited agent with several different veteran service organizations. I'd be the first local point of contact and help steer you steer people in the right direction.
That's why you're there.
That's why
you are the captain of the big ship.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far.
So to speak. Well, kind of figuratively speaking.
I like to consider myself the hand that feeds the VA.
All right.
We're the ones that direct veterans to do these things and helps navigate the process with them.
All right. So
we're kind of, they call us stakeholders, because we're putting a lot of stake in them. So.
Right.
S-T-A-K-E, not S-T-E-A-K.
Yeah,
well,
it's a good stake, but it doesn't hurt either once in a while. So.
No, it doesn't.
S-T-E-A-K.
No. That's right. If you have any more questions, you can, the VA.gov has multiple FAQ lists.
That'd be frequently asked questions.
Frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
That's why we have those FAQs, because
right.
A lot of people have questions. There's also more information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I need a new magnet there.
No, you don't.
My magnet's wearing.
You got two of them.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got more I can give you if you want.
What's the number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and the lower level of the courthouse.
You thaw out down there now? Everything's thawed out.
Yeah, getting there.
Looking pretty good.
I might have a little bit of snow by my windows, but I'm not sure. You know, the sun hits that pretty good, so maybe not. I haven't looked out those windows for a while. Been busy.
All right. Well, if any new snow comes, Kenny and the boys will get it out of there for you.
That's right. Lyndon and Kenny do an outstanding job of doing that.
All right. Well, sounds good, Josh. And regular office hours, you say, this week now?
Yes. I have an appointment Thursday afternoon, but that won't take very long.
All right. Sounds good.
Oh, we should put a plug in for the flag retirement ceremony that's coming up next Tuesday at the Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, the former Dawson VFW at, was it 7 p.m.?
7 p.m., yeah.
Yes. So if you have any flags that need proper disposal, let me know. We have a flag drop box here at the courthouse in the lower level. There's pictures of me and Ivy Vondahar showing how to put a flag in there. And I see that you have a couple for me to take with me.
Yeah, I was cleaning my shelf off and I found somebody had dropped some off. So, yeah, if it's, you know, a weekend or something when your office is closed, they can always drop them off here and we'll get them to you.
I've even had people drop them off at my house sometimes.
You can do that too. So.
Yep.
Then you can see the new dog. All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
Yep, thank you.
See you again next week.
See you. Thanks.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackbarrel County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.